This is the tune. I start. Vrindavana Rangastam Divya Chintamani Dham Ratana Mandira Mano Hara Vrindavana Ram Vrindavana Rangastana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandira Mano Hara Avrata Kalindini Re Raja Hamsa Kelikare Tahe Shobe Kanaka Kamala Avrata Kalindini Re Raja Hamsa Kelikare Tahe Shobe Kanaka Kamala Taramadye Hema Pita Ashtadale Veshtita Ashtadale Pradana Nahika Taramadye Hema Pita Ashtadale Veshtita Ashtadale Pradana Nayika Taramadye Hema Pita Ashtadale Veshtita Ashtadale Pradana Nayika Taramadye Ratnasane Poshiya Chendui Jane Shama Sange Sundari Radhika Taramadye Ratnasane Bosiya Chendui Jane Shama Sange Sundari Radhika Shama Sange Sundari Radhika Purupala Varna Rashi Amiya Pariche Kasi Hasya Parihasa Shamba Shane Paravanya Rashi Amiya Padiche Kasi Hasya Parihasa Sambha Shane Oru Palavanya Rashi আমিয়া পড়ছে কাছে আসতে পারি খাস সম্ভাষণ আর দাস কয় নিত্য লীলা সুখময় সদাই স্বরূপ কমোর মানে লীলা সুখ মায়া সদাই স্বরূপ কমোর নরোত্তম দাস কয় নিত্য লীলা সুখময় সদাই স্বরূপ মোর মানে হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে বৃন্দাবন রম্যস্থান দিব্য চিন্তামণিধাম রতন মন্দির মানব বৃন্দাবন রম্যস্থান দিব্য চিন্তামণিধাম রতন মন্দির রতন মন্দির মানব রতন মন্দির মনোহর জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় চৈতন্য জয় জয় অদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় অদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় অদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ
పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర్నితాయికి శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతకి ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ ధారిణే वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू वी आर प्लानिंग टू हैव अ क्वेश्चन आंसर टुडे एज इट्स अ फ्राइडे मेनी ऑफ यू आस्क्ड मेनी ब्रिलियंट क्वेश्चंस यू कैन रीड द फर्स्ट वन
अजनेय शर्मा फ्रॉम बैंगलोर आई वांट टू आस्क व्हाट इट मीन्स बाय श्याम सुंदर फॉर्म इज इट शेप ऑफ लॉर्ड एज थ्रीफोल्ड बेंडिंग Then when Lord is not in threefold bending, is He not the original Krishna?
Yeah. You see, every person has some speciality. And people remember him by that. For example, somebody is a very good mridangam player. Somebody is a very good singer. He may not be singing all the time. He is not playing mridangam all the time. Somebody is an eloquent talker. He is not talking all the time. But he is known for that characteristic of ability to speak well or play some instruments well. Like we say, Mandolin Srinivas is a very famous player of mandolin, like a violin. So he is called by that name. It's not that all the time he is carrying mandolin. Even while going to bathroom, he has to carry mandolin. It's not like that. Some part of the day he'll be playing mandolin, but he's very expert at it. So, in the same manner, Krishna also, you know, he has a habit of standing in the threefold bending form under the Kadamba tree, keep 1 foot here and then bend his neck like this, and there is another bend in the hip. And that form is a very sweet form, because when one is in love, then one will bend the neck. That bending of the neck is a sign of expression of affection. So therefore that Tribhanga Lalitam form became very popular. And another reason for it being so popular is, Krishna keeps his feet like this. So he is not keeping like Vishnu or Ram, his feet like this. By keeping like this, he is exposing the 19 symbols in his lotus feet for all the people to get mercy from. He is activating it by keeping the feet like this. Otherwise, you have to really, really become humble and go below the feet of Vishnu or Ram to get the benefit of those symbols. But Krishna is activated. That's one of the points Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says. Lord Krishna is more merciful because he wears no chapal in Vrindavan. He walks barefoot, making the foot and these symbols in his lotus feet touch the ground bhumi and renders the bhumi completely prosperous, auspicious. And he is also keeping his feet, lifting the feet, by which he is exposing all his devotees to gain the advantages of his 19 symbols, which are all protective symbols for the devotees. Thunderbolt smashes our sinful reactions to powder, and Ankush, or the small stick, controls our elephant-like mind. Like that, every symbol has some benefit. So, generally Krishna stands like this. Even while chatting with his friends, he stands in a threefold bending form, putting his hand in their shoulder. And with gopis, especially when he plays on the flute, he stands in that form. So, it's called Shyam Sundar, or a Tribhanga Lalitam, Shyamam, Tribhanga Lalitam. Yes. Next one.
Second question by Ajnay Sharma. Prabhupada says, in SB Srimad Bhagavatam introduction, Prabhupada says, Shankaracharya spread impersonalism to increase population, but how is it? As far as I know, Mayavadis take sannyas, then how population can increase?
How many Mayavadis take sannyas? You will see in Mayavad Sampradaya, only Mayavadis are able to allow to stay in the matha and practice. Rest of all the people who are followers of Mayavadis, they are practically in samsara. And also the Mayavad philosophy teaches people that actually the Brahman and Supreme Brahman are same, and you are God. So that gives license to people to become sense gratifiers. Because if even a sadhus tell the people that you are God, I am God, everybody is God, then the people think, oh, he has given a sanction, I am God. I am God means I can enjoy anything I want. I have the freedom to enjoy. Therefore, even some of the Mayavadi sadhus, they eat meat also. In some of the mathas you find, they eat meat, they have no discrimination. They have no knowledge of how such violence to the innocent creatures should be avoided. Otherwise, what kind of religion are they teaching to the people? Think about it. Actually, a saintly person should not cause harm even to an ant also. So the people, if sadhus are eating meat, and they are saying we are all God ultimately, there is only one Supreme Brahman, there is no difference between Supreme Brahman and Brahman, Paramatma and Atma. Atma so Paramatma, if they teach like that, then all the people get cheated. So because the people think I am God, then I can do whatever I want, because then nobody can control me. That's the reason why Prabhupada says, then what happens? They increase the population, because material life means most prominent aspect of material life is sex life. So amongst all the pleasures, Prabhupada says two things, tongue and genitals, they are aggravated in material life. That means one wants to eat very opulent foods and one wants to enjoy sex life without restriction. And that's how the population increases. Next.
Dhananjay Prabhu from Nagaland. Thanks for your wonderful lecture in CC Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you told in your lecture, always choose right so that in subconscious mind vritti, sanskara printed in good ways. I always listen mundane music, but last 2 months I listen only Vaishnav songs. It's so beautiful, and so that now sometimes I murmuring this song, feel very pleased. My question is, now my eye senses want to see mundane Facebook video and much time waste. How this habit replaced?
Actually, it's like itching sensation. Like for example, say you, while running on the ground, you fell and say you got wounded in your knee and it is bleeding. And then there's a wound formed and around it, you feel itching sensation. Now doctor tells you that, you know, hey, don't touch the wound, on the wound or around the wound, don't touch it. He gives you some injection or something to that. He says, just don't touch it, in 3 days your wound will dry up. But you will see that we have an itching sensation. We sit someplace and then we feel itching. So we immediately go to around it, we scratch it. Sometimes we scratch it so bad, again the wound starts, the uncovered, and starts bleeding again. And again you run to doctor. Doctor says, I told you not to touch it. So in this way, by scratching the wound, it has become aggravated. Similarly, you see somebody had a habit of, you know, letting the eyes watch, you know, improper videos or mundane Facebook sending and everything. A lot of time is getting wasted. That has become like a kind of, we have become very nicely practiced in wasting time. So now how to save time now? So Krishna says, abhyasa nitu kaunte vairagena chagrihete. That abhyasa, you can actually practice to get distracted, or you can practice to get not distracted. Most people, what they do? Practice, not just distracted, they practice, very nicely they practice. As soon as they, in the morning when their breakfast is over, they start taking the smartphone and keep on moving this, moving that, surfing different things, watching this, watching that. You go in the bus or go in the train, everybody is glued into it. So we have to think always, why am I doing, what am I doing? So can I restrict? So some people have a very good culture that they have a limited time for handling the smartphone. They will use it for phoning purpose, but other than that they will say that if I want to see anything else, 1 hour a day or whatever time. And there are also simpler phones which we can go for and we can avoid, you know. In case somebody feels, no, my hands are really, really itching. The moment smartphone comes in my hand, I lose my 2 hours, 3 hours. If somebody is so uncontrolled, then one can give up the smartphone and take a very simple button phone. Of course, which may be difficult for some people. So, one example I'll tell you. For example, nowadays WhatsApp is available on computer also. You know, you can receive messages. And what is the advantage? Somebody may say, it's all the same. You're getting a smartphone, you're getting a computer. No, it's not the same. You know, having a smartphone in the hand, which is very quick to access, easy to access, really increases your itch more for using the smartphone. Then it is computer, you have to open the computer, you have to switch on the charge, and you have to charge the computer and you switch it on, and then you have to go to the WhatsApp. It takes some time. So there are many intelligent leaders and managers nowadays. They have moved their WhatsApp thing from the hand mobile to the computer inside. So they are able to save time. And in WhatsApp also they have cut down many names. They only keep the names of very important people. Like one devotee was telling me, he had 400 or 500 names of people. Now we just cut it down to 100 people, which is actually humanly manageable. Otherwise we keep on increasing the number of names in the WhatsApp, and then everybody keeps sending you videos and this and that. A lot of time goes away. So I would say that if we have practiced to be distracted, we should try to now practice to be non-distracted. And in order for us to be able to do that, I told you 3-4 things. You can, it depends on the seriousness of the habit. If the bad habit is extremely severe, then one can give up the smartphone, take a button phone. At one time, I used to get 80 to 100 calls a day. So then doctor told me that if you talk on the phone so much, your health will go down. And then I decided that, I will not entertain. I tell people, if somebody calls, just tell them, you send me a mail. I'll understand it first, then we can talk. So reduce the telephone talk time. Reduce the smartphone use time, if you can. If you can, then you can use a smartphone, isn't it? Another thing, second thing I told is, we all practice to get distracted. Let us avoid practicing distraction. Rather, we practice chanting very well. Practice sleeping early, rising early. We can keep the smartphone somewhere. Unless some important call comes, we can avoid having it very easy. Then third thing I told you, reduce your opportunities for getting distracted. That is, put the WhatsApp into your computer instead of using a smartphone. So then you'll be lazy to open the computer, start it and do the work. Isn't it? Yeah. On the other hand, we can have a facility like a Kindle or something. There is a Kindle which doesn't have light inside. It is a very simple Kindle. Just like a book. And if you have Prabhupada books in Kindle, you can just switch on the put the button, immediately can read the book, hundreds of pages you can just do like this. So, studying spiritual books make your facility increased, easy to read. And things which are distracting us away from Krishna make the approachability difficult. Correct, no? WhatsApp you put inside the computer, and Prabhupada books don't keep in computer. Why is Krishna keeping computer? Your mind will be there. By the time you open the computer and start the Veda base, it takes time. But if you have a Kindle, just open it and start reading. So, bring Krishna to front, send Maya to back. That's what we are doing, correct, no? Right now, what is happening? Maya is coming in the front, Krishna is going to back. So, you do the bring to front, send to back. Yeah. In this way, we have to make our life conducive for spiritual progress.
Yeah. Hemchandra.
Yeah.
Hemchandra Prabhu from Bangalore. I was hearing Prabhupada lecture. Prabhupada told about Dhritarashtra. Before Kurukshetra war, Krishna sent Akrura to Dhritarashtra to make sandhi between them. Tell that Krishna don't like war, and that too he knows Krishna doesn't like war. And also he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But why did he proceed to war if Krishna doesn't like war?
Yeah. Actually, God has no like or dislike in this world. He allows this world to flow as per the desire of the jivas, who are independently enacting their activities from him. But he is actually, Lord is a friend of the devotees, those who have made their choice proper, who are wanting to serve the Lord and connect with him and go back to Godhead. So Lord lives with them, even in this world, like Pandavas. Krishna always was with Pandavas, you will see that. And also, that is one point. So we should not think that Krishna likes war or Krishna doesn't like war. One time, between two countries, there was a war. I think Germany, I think it was Germany and France, two places, there was a war. So the ladies on one side, they prayed to God that please save our husbands, brothers and fathers. And the ladies on the other side also prayed the same thing. Oh God, please protect our father, brother and son and husband and all that, they prayed. So what do you think happened in the battle? Some men died, so those women became atheists, Prabhupada says. Now, Prabhupada was telling, these women are praying to God, may our son, husband, father, son, everybody let them be saved. And God didn't save, so they became atheist. So Prabhupada says, before fighting the battle, did they ask God permission for fighting the battle? They didn't take permission. That means they do a mischievous activity and they expect that the result should be very positive. How it will come? If somebody jumps off from a 20-story building, on the way when he is going towards the ground, he says, oh God, now you save me now. For jumping off the building, he never took permission from God. But after jumping, he says, now you save me now. Isn't it? How foolish it is. So, in the same manner, Dhritarashtra was an adamantly attached fellow to Duryodhana. He was determined to make his son the king. Although he knew his son was very vicious, he was venomous, his being the king would destroy the whole world. But metal attachment, what can we say in this world? People become shameless practically. Dhritarashtra thought, even if the whole world is destroyed, let my son be the king. At least we will have the name that my son was the king. He was nepotism. He resorted to nepotism. And on the other hand, the Pandavas were such good souls, dharmaparayan. Their wife was insulted. Their kingdom was stolen away by cheating, by gambling. And they were put in Varanavat Lakshagraha to be burned alive. They were driven away to jungle and all that. But the Pandavas were pure devotees of Krishna. They just tolerated all these things. And Krishna was always with them. So Lord actually wants to enact this big Mahabharata war to show that all the dharma is on one side, headed by Pandavas. All the adharma is on the other side, headed by the Kauravas. And Lord allowed this yuddha to happen. Why? He wanted to teach the world paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya. And Lord is the father of religious principles. He comes to establish the religion in this world. And then he wants to show the people of the world, between the war between Prahalad and Hiranyakashipu, who wins? Prahalad. The war between Kamsa and Krishna, who wins? Krishna wins. And the war between Kauravas and Pandavas, who wins? Pandavas, yeah. And in the tussle between Ravana and Vibhishan, then who became the king? Vibhishan, isn't it? In the tussle between Vali and Sugriva, who became the king? Sugriva. Why? Because in whichever side Lord was, that side emerged victorious. Yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shreer vijayo bhuter dhruvani tir matir mama. That's a verse, beautiful. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there is always victory, there is extraordinary power, there is opulence, and what is the fourth one? Morality. Yeah. All the four are there. So in this way, Krishna wanted to teach the world that I am God, the father of religion, and here are Pandavas, here are Kauravas. You, all of you, think yourself. If you are a person of character, you follow the path of God, you will emerge victorious. Lord is showing example. And at the same time, like Prabhupada says, Lord doesn't want the pig to go and eat stool. But the pig is adamantly saying, no, I want the body of a pig, I want to eat stool. Lord doesn't like him eating. But the Lord unwillingly allows. Okay, foolish living entity. Want to eat dirty things, he allows him. Now you may say, no, I never want to eat stool, you may say. But there are people eating dirty things. We heard about the corona, how it started, correct, no? In China, if you see the kind of animals and birds they keep in the cages, in the marketplace they are selling, how dirty thing it is. This kind of thing living entity wants to eat. Do you think God is very happy seeing them eating this? They are adamant. Just like sometimes a son goes with his parents to marketplace and he tells, Mama, I want this cocoa chocolate. And Mama tries to make him forget. She says, Beta, will you take an orange? Can I get an apple for you? Can I get a banana for you? The boy is, whatever mother gives, apple, banana, orange, he throws away in the street. Doesn't eat it. Mother says, then what do you want? What fruit do you want? Tell me. No, I don't want any fruit. I want only cocoa chocolate. He's adamant. And is lying on the ground and waving hands and legs and screaming. What do you think parents can do? Finally, they allow him. Okay, take just a 2 or 4 pieces of gems. But he want to eat the whole packet. Just see. And living entity is like that. He's very adamantly desiring. So Lord provides facility. Similarly, Duryodhana was determined to die. He was such a fool. Headlong, like a moth entering fire and getting roasted. That's how he did activities, Duryodhana. So, Lord wants to teach the world, don't be foolish like Duryodhana. Be wise like Yudhishthira Maharaj. and don't be immoral and anti-God like Duryodhana and company, Duryodhana, Dushyasana, Shakuni and all those people. And Lord also is teaching the world, be virtuous like Pandavas. It's a war between virtue and vice. And another beautiful thing, there are two verses in Bhagavatam which says that all the people who are present in the Kurukshetra battlefield, because they glanced at Krishna's beauty, they all went back to the spiritual world. Hataha gataha swarupam, it is said. When they, as soon as they were killed, they went to swarupam. They got, one more verse says that parthastraputa padam apurasya, they all attained the param padam. So you have nothing to lament that so many people died in the battle, why Krishna didn't stop the battle. Don't worry, although the battle happened and people died, crores of people died, but Krishna sent them all to Parampadam. Next.
Srivasa Prabhu from Hyderabad. Srila Prabhupada had established on the strength of the Shastras that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. How can the Sri Sampradaya consider Lord Narayan to be Supreme Personality of Godhead and not Krishna? How do we understand this?
Yeah. See, the knowledge of Krishna being the Supreme is a very confidential knowledge, and it will not be revealed to everybody. For example, in our Brahmavada Gaudiya Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, Srila Prabhupada has explained in his books, and they have quoted various references. But you will find the Shastras sometimes can be interpreted in two ways. For example, Krishna along with Arjuna is going to see Mahavishnu, and then he is taking those four children of Brahmana and bringing back, correct, no? So now when they went to meet Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu says that for your darshan, and then he's saying, oh, Dana Narayan Rishi, you have become now Krishna and Arjuna now. Here are the children I brought here to see you. Now that you have come, I am giving you, please take it and go. Now they will say that, you see, even Krishna goes to take darshan of Mahavishnu, like that they will say. That Mahavishnu is actually Krishna's Amsha. Krishna is Amsha of Mahavishnu, therefore he went to see him, like that they will say. And then, Sri Vaikuntha Viraktaya, there is one verse which says that once Lord Narayana leaves the Vaikuntha and comes in this world and performs various pastimes. So they will say that one of the avataras in which Lord Vishnu manifests in this world is Krishna. Like that they will say one of the... So, and also they will quote from like Maha Upanishad, Maha Narayana Upanishad, Yekohvai Narayana Asin, Na Brahma, Na Ishanu and all that. So they will, whatever quotes are fitting there, proving Narayana to be supreme, they will quote only that much. Now we can see the same Krishna and Narayana, they come in two different roles. Krishna is very playful, sportive, lives in Vrindavan, performs leelas. And Narayana is more sober, more serious type of role. So now if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can very easily establish that, from Krishna come so many Vishnu forms in Brahma Vimohan Leela, isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, Vishrupa Darshanam, from Krishna comes Vishnu form. So some of the Sri Vaishnavas will say that, actually why are you differentiating between Krishna and Vishnu? They are same people, same person. Vishnu can come from Krishna and Krishna can manifest from Vishnu as one of the avatars, like that they will say. So in this way we can go on having argument, what is ultimate, Krishna is ultimate and Narayana is ultimate. So what I would suggest is a very simple procedure. And when we talk to Sri Vaishnavas, we don't disturb their samadhi in their thinking that Narayana is supreme, Vishnu is supreme, and they already are connected, they have taken diksha from Sri Sampradaya, they are wearing Sri Vaishnava Tilak and they are coming to our temples. We only tell them to chant Hare Krishna. If you can chant, you are liking this chant, please chant Hare Krishna. And allow them to develop firm faith in their own Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya and go on, there is no problem. And that's what Lord Chaitanya did with many, like Venkata Bhatta. Mahaprabhu stayed in his house for 4 months. He was a very ardent Sri Vaishnava. And Mahaprabhu allowed him to continue like that. But his son Gopal Bhatta Goswami was attracted to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told him, you serve your parents. After they go back to Godhead, you come and join me and then you help me. He became Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Mm-hmm. Similarly, you will find our Murari Gupta was a follower of Rama. And Mahaprabhu never forced him that you have to chant only. You have to become a Krishna devotee. No. Rama is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sita Ram or Lakshmi Narayan. Mm-hmm. So there was one South Indian Brahman in Mathura who was also a pure devotee of Rama. Mm-hmm. Mahaprabhu never objected to it. Even Anupam, Rup Sanatan's brother, was a devotee of Ram. So both senior brothers, Rup Sanatan told him, Anupam, we want you to become Krishna's devotee. You are worshipping Ram, it's all right. Ram is only Maryada Purushottam. Why don't you worship Krishna who is Purna Purushottam? And he took his brother's words very seriously. Whole night he tried to chant Hare Krishna. Next day he came and cried and said, I tried chanting Hare Krishna, but I couldn't. Again and again Raghunath's name is coming in my mouth. Oh brothers, please forgive me. So when the matter was taken to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, glorious is the Lord who never gives up his devotee. And glorious is the devotee who never gives up his Lord. So Raghunath has accepted you as his devotee. And you have accepted him as your master. And you are not able to come out of Sambandha. It's a very wonderful thing. Continue to be your devotee of Rama. There is no problem. Similarly, once in Shiva Thakur's house, some Brahmanas were chanting the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. Lord Chaitanya appeared there. And then they were chanting, Narasimha Babushriman Keshava Purushottamaha. Like that, Stavyastavyastirastanur Bhutadirnidirabhyayaha. So then they were chanting like this. As soon as Mahaprabhu heard the sound, what is it? Narasimha Babushriman Keshava Purushottamaha. Narasimha's name he heard. Next moment, Mahaprabhu assumed the form of Lord Narasimha and ran into the street screaming like a lion, roaring like a lion. And all the Vaishnavas in the street started fleeing into their homes. Then in a few seconds, few minutes, Mahaprabhu returned back to Shivas' home and said, Shivas, and Mahaprabhu again came back to his original form of Mahaprabhu. And he said, Shivas, you see, I went and frightened so many Vaishnavas on the street by assuming a form of a half man, half lion. Shivas laughed and said, No, my lord, you are not frightening Vaishnavas. You are actually giving them confidence and protection from Maya. So he appreciated him. But why I am telling you, even in Shivas's house, Vishnu Sahasranam was being sung by the Brahmanas. It's not that he said, I am a Gaudiya Vishnu, I am not supposed to sing Vishnu Sahasranam. It's not like that. So people knew that Vishnu, Krishna, Rama, they are actually one person doing triple acting. Only the rasas are different. Say you can teach mathematics by saying 2 mangoes plus 3 mangoes is 5 mangoes. Or you can teach 2 apples plus 3 apples is 5 apples. Or you can say 2 oranges plus 3 oranges is 5 oranges. So different sampradayas adopt different rasas. Like in Vallabhacharya sampradaya, the Balya Leelas are more important for them. And in our sampradaya, the Madhuri Leela is more important for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So ultimately we are all worshipping Krishna and his expansions. So we don't want to have a heated argument with the Sri Vaishnavas who have developed a firm faith in their acharyas. Let them practice. But if somebody from Sri Vaishnava, like Prabhadanand Saraswati or Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they wanted to actually totally adopt Gaudiya Vaishnava style of life, then you can encourage them. There's no problem. Next.
Harshit Prabhu from Dhanbad. Prabhuji, I was reading teachings of Lord Chaitanya. In the last part of discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai on Radha Krishna, I felt little agitated. So I left in between thinking myself unqualified. Is it alright, Prabhuji, or I can read such advanced topics?
Best not to read. Actually, if you are getting agitated, that means we are thinking I am Krishna. And the gopis are beautiful girls. I am doing some flirting with them. That kind of mindset comes. And that in the enjoying mentality is what actually agitates our senses and mind with lust. So, actually, Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sambhad is extremely advanced. And these are generally not even spoken in the public. They are actually not fit for the consumption of common people because it's very advanced knowledge. But when I am presenting it, I am studying Bhagavatam and selectively presenting certain sections of the Bhagavatam to you in such a way that I am gradually developing the subject and making it easy to grasp. Then it will be understandable. Last several days you all might have observed that I am speaking about how Radha and Krishna relationship is completely on a spiritual plane. And I told you the difference between Krishna as the transcendental Cupid and the Madan as an ordinary Cupid. Even Shiva is a man who is attracted to Krishna. How can a man, and also you find all the devatas flying in the sky, the demigods and demigoddesses, both are attracted to Krishna, correct, no? So, similarly the Gopas, elderly Gopas, they are all mad after Krishna also, like Nanda Baba and others. It's not that only young beautiful girls are the only ones being attracted to him. And then three prominent rasas, you will see Sakya rasa, Vatsala rasa, Madhuri rasa. In all the three rasas, Krishna is very intimately exchanging with the respective member of that particular rasa. For example, you take covered boys, Krishna sometimes sleeps on the lap of the covered boys. And another covered boy is massaging his feet. Another covered boy is fanning him. Then while eating lunch, Brahma saw from the top, Krishna is, some fellow is eating rava laddu and say, "Hey Krishna, it's very nice, eat it." And Krishna eats that half rava laddu himself, from their mouth he eats. So is there not intimacy with covered boys? Now take the intimacy of Krishna with Mother Yashoda. Who can be a more intimate child than Krishna for Yashoda in this world? Isn't it? Some children may be dull also, they may not be very reciprocative. But Krishna was highly reciprocative with Mother Yashoda. In terms of laughing, joking, running, doing mischief at home, mischief at other homes, giving a lot of delight to Mother, catching the tail of a calf, and when calf runs in the soft sand of Vrindavan, he was dragged. Why should God be dragged like that? He is being dragged to give fun to Yashoda and Rohini. Yashoda and Rohini laughed like anything. Look at these two kids, they are catching two calves' tails, and the calves are running, and they are, being dragged in the soft sand of Raja, mixed with their bodies, mixed with, smeared with cow dung and everything. And Yashoda is calling all gopis, "Hey, all of you see this, look at these kids, what are they doing?" So Krishna wants to actually give his devotees, pure devotees, delight. So that is mother and child relationship. Similarly, friend and friend relationship. And mother and child relationship, Krishna exchanges in a very powerful way. He steals butter even at home. And he tries to run away with his butter footprint marks, feeding the monkeys. And finally, mother catches him and, ties him up with a rope, and Krishna agrees to be tied. How much intimate sambandha between mother and child, you can see that. And in the same manner, when it comes to gopis, now gopis have their spiritual bodies. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita abhis. It is a tabhidya yeva nijarupataya kalabhihi. The gopis have their spiritual bodies. And Krishna also has a spiritual body. Both are Sachidananda bodies. In the material world, because we have a material body, this is a contaminated body. All the nine holes are throwing out contaminating things, stool and urine and mucus and sputum and bile and air. All things are coming out of this body. In fact, even we don't like our own excretions coming from our own body also. We get fed up. Like for example, why people put scent in this world? Pss, 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 pss. Because without scent, the body starts smelling with bad odor. Is it not true? So similarly, when the body passes foul air, or when the body passes stool or urine, who will like it? So one should know that this body is a covering over the soul. This is as this body is contaminated, there is one bigger contamination than the body, is the subtle body has a bhogavritti. Which is like exploitative mentality. When a boy and girl come together, a girl is looking at the boy. He's a rich boy. If I marry him, he will give me a big car. He'll give me a big bungalow. He'll keep me nice and give me nice dresses to wear. I can go to parties. I'll live like a queen. So she's calculating. I think I'll pull the leg of this boy so that he will marry me and then I can lead a very happy life, she thinks. And the boy is looking at the girl and thinking, "Oh, she looks so attractive. I think amongst all our girls, she is the most beautiful. If I get her, I can exploit and enjoy her body." He is thinking like that. Both are in the mood of, not serving. They are in the mood of enjoying each other in this world. So therefore, we have seen this exploitative relationships, and therefore there is frustration in this world in relationships. But in the previous classes I told you, what is the standard of the love of the gopis? When Krishna left Vrindavan after the age of 10, isn't it? In the age of 11. And the gopis again saw Krishna when in Kurukshetra battlefield. I mean, Kurukshetra, Radha Krishna Milan Mandir is there. When Krishna was 125. So now 125 minus 10 is how much? 114, 115. So therefore I was telling you in the previous class, a decade of union and a century of separation. Still, do you think that love went down? Love was ever increasing in separation. So that is pure love. So in the lust platform, there are some activities going on in this world, attraction between male and female, but in the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna are one, but they have divided into two. So Prabhupada says, when Krishna is playing some romantic activities with the gopis, one should see it how. Prabhupada says, I mean, the Bhagavatam example is given, sometimes a floor is a mirror floor, and the child is looking at his own reflection, and is smiling and beating, is laughing, joking. Just like the child is playing with his own reflection, similarly Krishna is dancing and playing with his own gopis who are his own energy. So when we are trying to enjoy another woman, she is not our energy. She is actually Krishna's energy. Whereas when Krishna is dancing or playing or joking with his own part and parcels, they are his energy. So because our eyes are still tinged with ignorance in the material world and lusty propensities, therefore these pastimes are difficult for us to digest. In the next 2-3 classes also more discussions will come. I will explain more that time. So as soon as a person sees that it is disturbing to mind, then one should give up that, go back to basics, go to other books, basic books. And Teaching of Lord Chaitanya is a very advanced book. You should go back to Teachings of Queen Kunti, Teachings of Lord Kapila, and Science of Self-Realization. Such books we should read. Next.
Ajay Gupta Prabhu from Mumbai. Prabhuji, in recent times I have seen the words His Grace Vishakha Prabhu, His Grace Malati Prabhu. Can you please explain this? We normally address as Mataji or Devi Dasi.
Yeah. Actually, that is the way we call. And Mataji is a very respectable word in India. Bhavadi Bhikshan Dehi, we say, no? Oh, mother, please give me Bhiksha. But there were certain disciples of Prabhupada in the West. So they were not happy with the Mataji word, because eventually what happened, the Matajis sometimes in certain temples were not respectfully treated. Hey, tell the Matajis to get lost. They should not be in the temple hall. We all want to chant in the morning time. They are distracting us. Like that, some brahmacharis made some policy that Mataji should not stay in the temple after the Mangalarti. They should go away. They should not sit for chanting. So the matter went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, if these guys cannot allow the Matajis to practice chanting in the temple, Prabhupada said, let them go to forest. He said, you are devotees. They are also devotees. Let them attend the programs. They are also living entities like you. They are also struggling with their material bodies. Let them practice devotion service, Prabhupada said. So over a period of time, the Mataji word became like a little derogatory word, and using, like people sometimes say, Hare Krishna, like that they joke, no? Like that Mataji became like this. So some Matajis felt that Brahmachari Sannyasis, you know, and they all are calling each other Grihastha men also as Prabhu, Prabhu. It's a respectable term. Prabhupada says Prabhu means master. So some Matajis felt that Matajis also are like Prabhu, because we are not the body anyway. I am in a Mataji body, you are in a Prabhuji body, but body is only a dress covering. Let everybody feel the mood of Prabhu. So they wanted to be called as Prabhu, some of them. They don't like the word Mataji, because they feel that the Mataji term is used to make it derogatory, or woman as a class or disrespected. They feel like that, some of them. So it is their feeling due to which this kind of calling with Prabhu name came. But whenever I see any of this con devotee, Mata, I have to say Hare Krishna Mataji only. We write also Mataji, say also Mataji. That's appropriate, and it's very Vedic also to call someone as Mataji. Yeah, next.
One thing, proof from Pune. How do we prove a layman that Krishna or Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord?
Actually, this is not the first thing you need to prove to your layman. First, you have to prove to your layman you are not the body, the spirit soul. You begin with that and tell him what is life, what is death. That's the first thing you have to teach. any common man. First, even before that, you can start eating, sleeping, mating, defending. You can tell people, you know, humans are eating, animals are eating. We are sleeping, they are sleeping. What is the difference between human? And he may say, difference, there is no difference, he may say. People are there who say. Very clearly, the Hitopadesha says, dharmena hina pashibir samanam. It says, ahara nidra vayamaitunam chaya samanyam etat pashibir naranam dharmo hitesham adiko vishesho dharmena hina pashibir samanam. That means pashu plus dharma is a human being. And human being plus chanting Hare Krishna makes you divine. So first of all, you have to become human beings by following four regulative principles. Not live like animals, two-legged animals. After following four regs, you become humans. And with human, then in a human situation, you chant Hare Krishna and make your heart divine, senses divine, then you go back to Godhead. So you can teach about human life, animal life, you can teach about body, mind, soul. You can actually teach those things to your friend. And then after a person has been coming for a while, then there are many PowerPoints and everything. I would suggest Kunwar Singh Prabhu, you can go to www.dys.radhesham.com. You go to that, you will see a lot of videos put up there, notes are put up there. Why do we accept Krishna as supreme? We have an entire PPT along with a video lecture also. So you can go to dys.radhesham.com and you see yourself. And you can go through the same order in which you can teach new people. Next.
Chandan Sharma from Patiala. Prabhuji, Mahaprabhu has taught the mood of becoming servant of Lord. As students, we have our spiritual mentors who are our shining examples. But after seeing some inappropriate actions taken by them, like preaching for satisfaction of their anarthas, like lust, and moreover even seeing the same action from those who were temple vice president, and amid such controversies, our faith is so much disturbed that we feel only following Srila Prabhupada and present gurus as our ideal examples. How to practice humility to aspire to become servant of our present gurus?
Yeah. See, you can remember the plus formula, PLUS. Whenever you see a Vaishnava, these four things you should not see. First one is his previous activities before coming to Krishna consciousness. For example, if you had a friend in the school days who was smoking, now he has become a Hare Krishna devotee and he joined the temple as a vice president now. And everybody is glorifying him. Oh, such a beautiful devotee, gave a nice class. And you should not tell people, what nice class he gave in our college days, he was a smoker. Now he is a big devotee now. You should not say like that. Because one should not talk about his previous life of sinful activities and all. That is P. L stands for lost traces of sin. Sometimes your mentor or senior devotee may become angry on you to correct you. Sometimes they may be lazy and lethargic. Sometimes they may become little weak also sometimes. In one temple, one of the brahmacharis, he was preaching and he had a lot of following. But then he became attracted to one foreign devotee girl who was in India. And immediately there was a big commotion in the congregation. But then he told the congregation that I am not indulging with her in any improper way. But I like her devotional attitude and everything. I want to marry. So he properly married with her and then took a job and lived near the temple and was coming. Some people still could not accept. They said, why did these people do love affair and why are they wanting to marry? He is an Indian, he can marry Indian and she can marry foreign person. Ultimately, everybody has different opinion. But the point is what? Sometimes the last traces of sin comes as lust or anger or greed. Then what do? We have to see that this devotee was a wonderful devotee. But these anarthas have come to surface sometimes. But still he has Vaishnava tendencies are there. He may sometime become attached to some woman, marry her. After 2 years, he will come back to normal nature. He was mad after her for a while. Pre-period of infatuation. Okay, he has married her now. Now he is coming to temple, taking part in activities, services. So if he is situated nicely in Krishna consciousness again now, then I am still remembering his past bad habit. He fell in love with that foreign girl and he married her. No, we should just forget about it. The last traces of sin. And another reason we forget it is because sometimes a person fell in a muddy pool of water. His whole clothes became dirty. But then he's going and standing in a shower. That means already the shower is cleaning his body. Then why to criticize? Similarly, any senior devotee also, he's already chanting string rounds, following four regs, studying Prabhupada's books. So he's already getting purified. Why to criticize a person who is already under the shower of pure devotional service? That is another reason why last traces of sin we don't see. It is like black marks in a moon. Moon is giving light even though there are some black marks. And U stands for unpremeditated fall down. Sometimes the devotee's intention was good. Like, you know, Ajamila went with good intention to forest, but then he saw some dirty sight, he fell. Similarly, sometimes the devotee becomes angry. He's not good behavior, but then his intention was good. He didn't say with a bad intention. So like that you can see, and also unpremeditated fall down means a person actually never intended to do wrong thing, but in the course of the overwhelming power of Maya, sometimes he became a bit slack and he becomes slipped, like Bharat Maharaj slipped by the deer. So then eventually he repented and then attained a very high position. So we can tolerate that you unpremeditated fall down. It's not a janbujka, it's not a deliberate one. And then the last one is yes, is social background. Social background means, you know, jati buddhi. You think that, you know, criticizing somebody based on he is from a lower caste, he is not a brahmana and things like that. They are unacceptable. So, PLUS, previous to coming to Krishna consciousness, last traces of sin, unpremeditated fall down and social background. Right, no? So, we should not commit aparadha with all this. And if he is a senior, you can see so many years Prabhuji has done service and he is the lover of Prabhupada and he is working so hard, he is trying to dedicate his life. All that you can see and appreciate and then try to overlook the bad side of the individual. Therefore it is said, hate not the sinner, hate the sin. It is said, yeah. You can switch off this one now. Okay.
Sachin Raut from Akola.
Yeah.
You are talking about professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Correct.
Our relatives, they also watch nowadays the TV channels on which professional reciters give Bhagavatam, and those speakers highlight mundane morality like service to parents, etc., too much. And transcendental morality is not known to these relatives, so relatives expect us to follow mundane morality. Of course, we should follow morality, but when someone is joining Brahmacharya Ashram, he is criticized by such relatives as he might not be able to serve parents physically. What could be the ideal response of such relatives? Response of the candidate who is joining, response of the friend devotees of that candidate, response of the ISKCON devotee community to such relatives.
Yeah. I have 8 small clips on this. You have that? Yeah. Sachin Rathpur, you can write a mail to voicemedia.pune@gmail.com. So, we have some clips on, you know, if Brahmacharya is joining, parents are asking, you know, and also, those video clips are very good. We have put photos of the parents and what parents say and everything. So you need to little bit go through that, devote little time to see that. Basically, a boy should first consider mother to be the first god. And father is the second god. Mother shows hand to father. One has to have a very sweet relation with mother and father and serve them very nicely during your school days, college days. And as you grow. And then at a certain time, if one became very attracted to Krishna, want to dedicate your life, then one can honestly present to parents that actually, you know, I want to at least take 1 year training. Even Krishna and Sudama took training in Gurukula. After that, they went and got married subsequently. Similarly, many boys may take training and then they can get married. There is no problem. And then in case a person is very strongly feeling a need for serving lifelong, which is extremely rare, very few people can do that. At that time, one has to tackle, explain to parents that I will always be available for you. You know, you can take a house right next to the temple, you know, so that we can see each other very easily. In ISKCON, there is no restriction for the Brahmachari sons to meet the parents or parents to meet the Brahmachari son. In fact, when parents sometimes get very sick, Brahmacharis go and stay and help the mother or father also. We have cases like that. There are brahmacharis who are the only son. Sometimes one of the brahmacharis had to go home for a couple of months and take care of the old mother who was about to leave the body. Last minute when she was leaving body, he was present. Even my father came to Pune, my father and mother, they were living in the next door neighbor to our temple. You know, almost in a week I would go two or three times to see him. He was also in the last few days, few months. So both when my mother was passing, my father was passing, I was personally present. I had invited them to Pune, they came and they stayed. So and the last part of their life was so glorious. My father was watching the Gopuram and took his last breath, remembering the Lord, daily chanting holy name and the Vishnu Sahasranam every day. So in this way, children can actually, first of all, the sons have to study well and get good marks, do a good job, earn good money, give to parents and earn the trust of the parents, win the heart of the parents. And then if they want to do Krishna consciousness seriously, then there are ways to explain. So I would suggest Sachin Prabhu to write a mail and we will give you those small clips of 6-8 minutes. You can hear them.
Mahalakshmi Mataji from Puducherry. Thank you for wonderful class. You told about no need to bother too much about this samsara to increase our smarana on Krishna. But the only requirement to do that is faith on Krishna. Lord is giving so much opportunities to put faith on Him. But still, if any small problem going to come, I am always thinking of future, what will happen. Oh, this may happen or that may happen. That problem is giving me suffering in the present before it comes in the future. How to overcome this? How to increase my faith on Lord? I want to come out for anxiety for future.
Yeah. Two things. You can have one of the things. First thing, I'll tell you, don't have any free time. Keep your time completely very well planned and engaged in Krishna's service. And that will ensure that, your mind cannot run here and there. Sometimes our mind tends to be negative. Even when you get up early in the morning, mind becomes morose. Oh, like that. So, therefore, one of the ways to make the morose mind cheerful is to hear, like for example, Kausalya Suprada Rama Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narajardula Trailokyam Deva Manhikam Uttishta Uttishta Govinda Uttishta Garuda Dvaja. Like that, you are waking up the Lord in the morning when you are rising yourself and remembering His lotus feet, remembering His pastimes. Or this one, Shri Akanta Parama Purusha Kalpatarabho Brahma Samhita Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. So in this way, you can hear the recitation of the beautiful glorification of the names of the Lord, or you can also hear Vaishnava songs or nice kirtans while going to sleep, while getting up in the morning. So we have to actually fill up our mind with positivity. Besides hearing the lectures, these are also very strength-giving things. And don't leave any room for the morose mind to take over, which pushes us with negative talk. Don't allow that. And another thing, you need the company of sincerely and seriously practicing devotees around you. If you are married to a husband who is also a serious devotee, then you are in a very good shelter. You have nothing to worry. And if you are having a mentor who is a seriously practicing devotee and you have association of other ladies who are also serious devotees, then you are already very blessed. You are in a very spiritually secure position. You have nothing to worry. And faith in Krishna is something which will come by sambandha jnana. How we study the scriptures, then you have to go back to Bhagavad Gita basics and strengthen the understanding. Prabhupada says doubting is a function of intelligence, no problem. But after hearing from the bona fide source, if one continues doubting, then he's a rascal, Prabhupada says. So one should give up that doubting after hearing from a bona fide source. We should ask ourselves, am I greater than Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Purandara Dasa? Am I bigger than all these people? So one should ask oneself, why am I just imagining my intelligence to be greater than everybody else's? Next.
Second question by Mahalakshmi Mataji. Dandakaranya rishis wanted to serve Lord Ram like Mother Sita. So Lord Ram gave them a chance in next life as gopis. But rishis wanting to serve Lord Ram is in mood of Lakshmi or Mother Sita. So they should get the chance to serve Lord in next life as Dwarka queens. Why Lord gave them the chance to serve as gopis?
Yeah, actually, they actually wanted to serve the Lord like Mother Sita was serving. Of course, the gopis also serve Krishna like that. Actually, the gopis serve all the rasas. All the rasas means, I mean, all the, they have intimacy, they treat Krishna like a friend also. And they treat Krishna like a parent also. They sometimes reproach, scold Krishna also. And another thing, although they saw Mother Sita and became inspired to serve, but as they evolved in their spiritual journey, they have come to the point of associating with Lord Krishna in the conjugal rasa, the way that gopis could connect with. Therefore, they were given. If they were not ready for it, they would be made like the Yajnik Brahman's wives. Krishna did not accept them. Krishna told them that, you should go home and continue practicing bhakti yoga. He told them. And Dwaraka queens, Krishna married them properly, and then they were wives of Krishna, Mahishis. Whereas the gopis were lovers of Krishna, and they had very unique type of deep affection and feelings of separation from Krishna. And those rishis, they have actually evolved to that level, otherwise they won't be allowed otherwise. Yeah. Next.
Mahalakshmi Mataji. When Krishna has to appear in the womb of Devaki, Balaramji has to come prior to make arrangements for Lord to appear. But Krishna appeared from Yashoda Maiya also in Vrindavan. For that, no prior preparation was done by Balaramji. Why there is such a difference?
There is a reason for the difference. The six children who came, they represent Kama, Krodha, Madhulabha, Moha, Matsarya in the womb of Devaki. And they also are the colony six demoniac sons. They also. So, actually one time when Brahma got deviated, they actually laughed. They were Marichi's sons. So, they laughed because of that aparad, Mahadaparad came. So, then they became Kalanami's sons and they were killed. They became Hiranyakashipu's sons and they did austerity without the sanction of the father. So, they were killed. So, now there was one more punishment that awaited them, that they'll be born in the Devaki's womb as six Asuri children, and therefore their killing was necessary. Yeah. So, therefore when they were killed, six of them, and after that, now because the Asuri children had gone through the womb of Devaki, therefore Balaram comes to clean, the Guruji comes to clean the place, and after that Krishna appears there. Because Balaram not only comes to clean the place and go, he puts one of his expansions called Shesha, Sheshanag there, just like in our temples. Bhumi Puja time, we put one snake, Ananta Shesha, in the ground below the altar, isn't it? So, same thing Balaram did. He came, he cleansed the place, he put his expansion there, Ananta Shesha, so that Lord Krishna can come and accept the asana. For that he came. In the case of Yashoda, the six children didn't appear in her womb, so there was no cleaning necessary. The womb was already ready for Krishna to appear. Next.
Ajay Gupta Pru from Mumbai. Prabhuji, in chapter 8, text 166 purport, page 200, she is nonetheless affected by the cupid known as Krishna. Thus, she is defeated. We say Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. Then, how do we understand this?
Actually, Lord and his devotee always defeat each other. For example, if you ask Ajay Gupta Prabhu, between you and your son, for example, say you have a son and you both have a battle, who will win? In tattva point of view, you will win because you are a big man and son is a small boy. You can slap him, beat him, punch him, sit on him. You can easily defeat him, but which he will not do, isn't it? So, on the other hand, you find father-son fight. The small kid wins over the father and sits on the top of the father. So, from Leela point of view, son is greater than the father. Leela means from affection point of view. From actual bodily shakti, scientific point of view, father is better than the son. Same between Radha and Krishna. From Tattva point of view, Krishna is superior. Radharani is defeated. and from a Leela point of view, Radharani is superior. Krishna is defeated like that. Yeah. Like for example, Lakshmi considers, I am servant of Narayana, so I will massage his feet. But Narayana out of love says, oh Lakshmi, you have served me so much, now you rest for a while. So in my chest I will accept you as a Sri Devi Bhudevi. He gives them residence in his chest as a golden hair, Sri Vats Chinha. So Lakshmi resides there. So Lord's attitude is to give her relaxation time, and her, Lakshmi's attitude is to serve the Lord. In the same manner, you know, when Krishna also attracts, like we say, Dhinabandhu Dhinanath, Mere Dori Tere Hath. The devotees give their dori of their life to Krishna. And then when Krishna is conquered, then devotees can sing, Mere Dhinabandhu Dhinanath, Tere Dori Mere Hath. Like Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra's dori is in whose hands? Devotee's hands. So in this way, first the Lord conquers the devotee, then the devotee conquers the Lord. They actually, see, Chaitanya Charitamrita said, both of them conquer each other by the principle of love, it is said. Yes?
Padma Priya Mataji from Pune. Prabhuji, sometimes it happens that due to different situations in life, we become little irregular in sadhana. But later even the situation changes due to our laziness and our mind tricking us, we become very loosened in bhakti. How to avoid this?
Actually, we all will go through such situations, and we have spoken about it before that way. We have to elevate our guna, sattva guna. Sleep early, rise early, have a habit of sleeping at 9, get up at 3. Then early morning, if you take a bath and sit in the Brahma Mutam, chanting is so tasty, so powerful. Then you will be inspired to every day do that. And also early morning you can read Prabhupada books also. Sometimes half an hour you read. Then mind gets enlightened. Then you know the right thing. Every day read one or two shlokas of Bhagavad Gita and purport. One or two shlokas of Bhagavatam and purport. So make it a habit to sleep early and rise early. That's one thing we can do. And also if you are becoming slack, you are able to observe. That means you are intelligently able to observe that I am becoming slack. That means your awareness is there, then rectify the situation. Like for example, if you are going in a car, you took a wrong route to Bombay and then you realized it very soon, what you will do? Take a U-turn and come back and then ask someone who is well informed and then take a proper route to Bombay and go. The moment we have observed ourselves, I am becoming slack, I am becoming loose, you know, my mind is becoming very slack, that means I am not sufficiently serious. How to become serious? There are various ways to become serious. Connect with some of your friends who are practicing seriously and share your heart with them and talk to them and take help. And also give your own assignments to yourself. Like I am, this is what I do generally. Like Demons and Vrindavan Leela, now I am doing in English now. Earlier I did in Hindi. So when I give assignment to myself, then my mind is completely busy studying the Shastra, contemplating on the message, and then I speak. So you can also, you are a devotee, you can preach. Like my sisters, they took up some children program, daily online program, teaching them shloka recitation, teaching them singing. So it's a very nice way to engage ourselves. So we all have to give self-engagements, spiritual engagements, to preoccupy our mind with spiritual absorption. In this way, we can do better sadhana, better preaching, and better reading. So if you are really serious, you want to tighten the loose mind, chant more rounds, read more, yes. Next.
Narayan Prabhu from Hyderabad. How to develop staunch faith in Sadhu Shastra and Guru?
Yeah, that faith comes by association. Very, very powerful association. You have to ask yourself, you are hearing lectures from various people. Who are the people whom your heart bends down to? Who are the people who admire so much? You will cry tears for them, you will bow down to them, whatever they say you will do. There are surely Vaishnavas like that we admire. So they are the people from whom you are going to get the faith. Next.
Prithi Mataji from Bangalore. Why sometimes God does not answer prayers, though it is very intense and highly necessary in life within the time frame?
Yeah. Actually Lord's answers come in various ways. And God may not speak to us, because when you become completely pure purposes, even the deity will speak to you when you become completely pure. And we are not yet pure, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaidarbhi and Malayaduja, when Malayaduja passed away, Vaidarbhi was crying, you know. At that time, Paramatma came in the form of a Brahmana. And then Lord told because you are still a conditioned soul. Therefore, I am not coming in my Paramatma form. I am coming in a Brahmana form to you. And then he also said, you and me, we are like two swans in the same lake. And what is the lake? Lake is your heart. Huh? In the region of your heart, there is soul and super soul. You are the soul, I am the super soul. You are never alone. Huh? I am always with you, the Paramatma said. And although your husband, he told her that your husband now has gone back to Godhead, and you feel you are alone and feeling insecure. Don't feel like that, he told her. He said, I am always with you. You continue your spiritual practice and I'll be there to guide you as an internal compass, he told her. So in the same manner, Lord is in our heart as super soul, and Lord's words can be heard from our spiritual master and from other Vaishnava associates. Lord may sometimes speak to you through them. When you open the Shastras and study, Lord reciprocates through the Shastra also, many times. Sometimes we ourselves intuitively are able to understand that, you know, the Lord in the heart actually inspires us, do this, do that. So, therefore you should have a Vaishnava with whom you confirm whether the reciprocation you are receiving is appropriate in your understanding, whatever understanding you have. Yeah, next.
Rajesh Shridharpuru from Bangalore. Please, can you explain the below verse? Kindly help us understand this is in the right spirit. How can the Supreme Lord Krishna be present in the form of a demigod? Kone lalashyasti savigad vignarajo yam archayanti prayata priyata priya prasange nisha vigna shanka shanka labantetra vinodhyamena. Translation: in the South Indian side of Vamshivat, Lord Krishna is present in the form of Vignaraj Ganesha, whom the gopis worship with great effort. This is because while meeting their dear object of love, Krishna, they are wary of obstacles. They think, who can ever get a chance to meet him free of obstacles without worshipping him in this way?
Yeah. Actually, gopis may worship Katyayani, or gopis may worship Ganesha. Means nothing practically, because for them, they have nothing to give and take with Ganesha or Katyayani. They only want to have Krishna as their husband. With that aspiration they worship. Number two, Vignaraj, Ganesha means Ganesha's ability to be a Vignaraj is made possible by Narsingha Deva, who is one of the expansions of Krishna. Because Ganesha puts his tusk in the lotus feet of Narsingha Deva and draws energy to become a Vignaharta. Therefore, because Ganesha's main potency is removing obstacles, therefore Prabhupada is saying, Chakravarti Thakur is saying like that. Okay, that's our last question. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Praji, Jyoti Mataji from... Okay. Please explain about Dandavat Pranam. Whom do we need to do physically or not verbally?
Yeah, actually when you see Vaishnava devotees, first time of the day, you see a devotee, we can offer obeisances personally when you meet your friends. Actually, we generally offer to your Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Guru, Prabhupada. And also if you meet your fellow Vaishnava friends in the temple, or even at home. As you get initiated, you have Tila, Kantimala, bead bag, everything you have, whenever you meet any devotee who is initiated, it is said, if they are not initiated, you offer obeisances in the mind. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. And dikshasti, somebody has taken diksha, you physically offer obeisances. Dikshasti chet panati pishya pajantamisham. Thank you. I completed all the questions. So we come a little late.